In the name of our benevolent Heavenly Father, dear Christian friends, how many are the blessings for our spirits and our bodies with which the Lord has gifted us. If we were to count them all up, try to list them on a sheet of paper, I don't think we'd have enough space. There's way more than 32 blessings, probably more like 3,032. And even more. This morning we want to receive encouragement from God's Word to express our gratitude to our God for His many blessings which He's given to us, His redeemed children. You maybe heard the old legend story of two angels that God sent down to earth from heaven to collect the prayers of God's people. According to this legend, to one of the angels, God gave instruction to gather up the prayers in which God's children presented various requests, desires of their hearts, put them all in a bag and bring them back up to God in heaven. And that angel had to make numerous trips back and forth throughout the day because of the great number of petition prayers, asking the Lord for things, prayers. Meanwhile, to angel number two, God gave instruction to collect from all the Christians thank you prayers. And that angel only needed to make a single trip. And the prayers he collected barely covered the bottom of the bag. Now, that's only a legend. It does contain a kernel of truth, I think we would all agree. Aren't we inclined sometimes to present before God's heavenly throne our petition prayers and to be neglectful when it comes to thank you prayers? And I think that's why the Bible is filled with so many exhortations to us as God's people to lift up our hearts to God and express our gratitude for His many blessings. Psalm 107 is one of the scriptures where we're exhorted to do this very thing. And so we want to take a look at it. It's printed in your bulletin on pages, I think it's 4 and 5, very long psalm of 43 verses. We're not going to read it all, but certainly encourage you to take time out from your schedule today to read the whole 107th psalm. We're going to speak on select portions of it, beginning with the very first verse. It begins, a very familiar verse, it's actually in 4 different psalms. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He's redeemed from the hand of the enemy. It's like the psalmist, after realizing the many evidences, recognizing the evidence of the Lord's goodness in his life, could not help but burst forth in urging all of God's people to join him in saying, thank you, Lord, for being so good, such a merciful Heavenly Father. Continues in the next verses. You've gathered out of the lands from the east and west, north and south. We've wandered in the wilderness, in the desolate way, found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, our souls fainted. When we cried out to the Lord in our trouble, He delivered us out of our distresses. Here, the psalmist encourages us to thank the Lord for His goodness in protecting us during our own sojourn through the desert of this world, just like the Lord did for His people those 40 years in the wilderness. Providing for all of us not necessarily what we always want, but everything that we need. Probably on the list of things, quite a few things that we may be inclined to take for granted. Like drinking water that the Lord uses to keep our bodies hydrated. Food that contains the nutrients that our bodies require, vitamins and minerals, so that we can stay fueled with energy to serve the Lord in our lives, bodies that are equipped with the ability to fight off germs and recover from sicknesses, strength to carry on when bodily ailments linger and when they become more prevalent as we grow older. All blessings of the Lord's love. Notice the psalmist's exhortation in verse 8, the first of four identical exhortations in this psalm. He repeats it also. It's in red letters in your bulletin, verses 15, 21, and 31, where he says, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Psalmist understood how prone we humans are to take God's goodness for granted and to forget sometimes the warning that he gave to the Israelites in our Deuteronomy reading, to think maybe the reason that we have comfortable homes to live in, well-stocked cupboard, fridge, clothes in the closet, money in the bank, because of my power, my resourcefulness, and my ingenuity. Martin Luther wrote in a large catechism, I think, his comments on the fourth command or the fourth petition, "Give us this daily bread," that if the Lord did not stymie Satan, protect us from him, we wouldn't even have any earthly blessings to enjoy. We wouldn't have a loaf of bread, a penny in the bank, or a stitch of clothes in the closet. The Lord protects us, stymies him, so that we are able to enjoy so many material blessings. So let's be encouraged to keep before our mind's eye, dear friends, as we go through the days of the year and the years of our lives, that God is the one who gives us physical strength and stamina to carry on. Minds able to learn things at school and throughout our lives, so that we're able to acquire knowledge and aptitude to perform the various tasks of our lives in the various areas of our lives as parents, married people, church people, employees at job site, apart from whom we would not be able to earn a living wage or acquire any necessities for our lives and the lives of our children. Skipping ahead to verse 15 and following, we read, here's another one of those repetition verses. "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he's broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. And they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, delivered them from their destructions." Here we might be especially mindful of the soul blessings that God has provided for us. We should say, "Thank you, Lord, especially for spiritual benefits, for the Lord sustaining us, our faith, first giving us faith through the Word of God and then preserving our faith in Jesus, for liberating us from chains of sin and the prison house of death." Blessings whose worth is incalculable and will never lose. Though we may lose certain earthly blessings, and of course someday we will lose all of our earthly blessings, you can't take it with you, we will never lose the soul blessings the Lord has provided for us in and through the redemptive work of Jesus. Turning to verse 21 and following, we read, again, here's that verse, "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men." And he goes on, "Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. And then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still. And then they're glad because they are quiet. And so he guides them to their desired haven. Here we may call to our minds the blessing of having a heavenly Father who lovingly uses adversity storms that we encounter along our voyage of life, which sometimes may cause us to reel to and fro inwardly and be at our wits' end, that the Lord uses these very things to build up our faith and help us to retain our heavenly-minded perspective and to bring us safely from point A, our life here, to point B, our life with him, always using those things for our blessing. Which is why Jesus counsels us in the Sermon on the Mount, don't worry saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things for your daily earthly lives will be provided as well. Verses 31 and 32. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people and praise him in the company of the elders. Here's another blessing we want to tell the Lord thank you for, and that is the blessing of being able to say thank you to him in company with our fellow believers here at church. Think about this blessing that we enjoy as Americans, of living in a land, America the Beautiful, where we're gifted by God with the blessing of freedom of religion, that we can gather within these walls to worship the Lord and then carry our faith outside of these walls and share it with others unhindered by hostile forces. Not all citizens of other countries and other parts of the world enjoy that blessing, like in some of our mission fields. We do. Thank the Lord. Last verse of the psalm, verse 43. Whoever is wise will observe these things, and they will understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Think of that as the capstone blessing on top of all the other blessings. The Lord blessing us with wisdom and discernment and insight as we go through our life, that it is in him that we live and move and have our being. He created us. He provides for us. He protects us. And all this out of his fatherly divine goodness, without any merit or worthiness in us. And guess what we'll be doing a lot of when we passengers aboard the good ship Holy Christian Church arrive then at the heavenly harbor. Now, we don't have to guess, we know. And the book of Revelation tells us, informs us that we will join our voices with all the saints and the angels in exclaiming, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Till then, may we relish each opportunity the Lord has given us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And let us endeavor to make our whole life into a thanksgiving worship service to the praise of our benevolent Heavenly Father. Amen. And the peace of God, which is able to protect you far more effectively than the human mind, guard your hearts and thoughts through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.